This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything that you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are focusing on the Sesta Fosta story, Daryl, that you brought in here tonight. I know there was other stuff in the news that we wanted to talk about, but this is huge.
Yes.
In a really bad way.
Yeah, especially with the preemptive use of the bill. I say preemptive
retroactive,
because...
You mean?
No, it's not been signed yet, but
no.
The DOJ is already acting as though it's the law.
No, they're not. They're charging the people in that other case with money laundering and stuff like that, right? You're talking about the Backpage takedown?
Right, but they've been wanting to go after... I don't have the actual
They'll
charges.
Be able to bring additional charges as soon as this thing goes into effect.
Right, but the feds have been wanting to go after Backpage for a while, and every time they've charged them prior to this, they've had to drop the charges.
I don't think the feds charged them before. It was the state of California, if I recall correctly, with Backpage.
Okay, I thought that was in federal court, which is why I thought it was...
I don't think so.
...feds, but still, you know, like...
Yeah.
They're almost acting, even though they're not charging them with having violated this thing that's not been signed yet,
right.
They're acting as though this new thing is already in force, and you've got all of these websites that are preemptively taking things down because they don't want to be charged.
They know it's coming.
Right.
Because Trump has said he's going to sign this thing. For those just tuning in, we're talking about an act that was passed by the Senate a couple weeks ago. And it is apparently sitting on Donald Trump's desk for a signature that will undermine what they call Section 230, a important law to protect free speech on the Internet. Specifically, they say here that if this section, this Section 230, didn't exist, then we might not even have platforms like Wikipedia or the Internet Archive, because the high level of risk would be involved with hosting third-party content. Again, you know, Wikipedia, you can go and edit pretty much any page on the site.
Right.
And so can other people. And they're saying that that would have possibly violated the changes to this Section 230 that happened under the Sesta-Fosta Act that is about to be signed, supposedly. Section 230 doesn't shield platforms from liability under federal criminal law across the board. Section 230 also doesn't shield platforms across the board from liability under civil law. Courts have allowed civil claims against online platforms when a platform directly contributed to the unlawful speech. So... I don't know what an example of that would look like, but if a website were to somehow, help a person, I guess, promote its unlawful speech, meaning...
Right, so you're allowing people to post classified ads, and we are now saying that classified ads are unlawful.
No. What I meant, maybe I wasn't explaining this well. What I meant was, they're saying here that... Under the previous Section 230, what's in effect now?
So the existing.
Right. So what's in effect now and is presumably going to be changed very, very soon here in a way that we'll explain. You'd still be able to make a claim against an online platform if they directly contributed to the unlawful speech. So they're talking about changing that to make it so that if anything that's unlawful happens on the site operator is responsible for that.
Right. So if let's say, for instance... And I know some people are upset that Twitter removes profiles or accounts of people that make terrorist threats. If Twitter were not removing the accounts of people making terrorist threats, then Twitter could be accused of facilitating and allowing or something.
Was brought to their attention? Maybe.
So when Twitter is notified, somebody has made terrorist threats. Twitter will remove either the tweet or the profile.
Right.
So if Twitter did not remove the profile, then they could possibly be in violation of existing Section 230.
Possibly. Section 230, as it stands, strikes a careful balance between enabling the pursuit of justice and promoting free speech. This is according to the EFF.
Right.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, and innovation online. Platforms can be held responsible for their own actions and can still host user-generated content without fear of broad legal liability. Sesta Fosta, which is, again, sitting on Trump's desk, he said he's going to sign it, upends that balance, opening platforms to new criminal and civil liability at the state and federal levels for their users' sex trafficking activities. That means California could probably bring charges against Backpage again now that this is going to go into effect.
And again, the definition in Sesta Fosta of trafficking activities is allowing five individuals to post ads for prostitution.
Basically, yeah. They're going to claim that the ads for prostitution are promoting sex trafficking somehow, and so therefore, right? Is that what it has to do, or is it just any kind of illegal violation or whatever?
My reading, and I'll pull the text up again, but it said that, sex trafficking
we might get
on a website, includes either
just
five or more advertisements for prostitution or contributing to actual sex trafficking.
I see. So they're defining sex trafficking as just any old prostitution in that.
If you allow five people to post,
wow,
or you're actually forcing people to have sex with other people for money.
Because one of them's actual sex trafficking, and the other one is some ridiculous legal definition of sex trafficking. So here's the craziest part that I've seen so far, beyond the fact that this is going to, and already has, impacted freedom of speech online. Again, Craigslist closed down their personal section because of this, because they're expecting this to pass. The platform liability created by this new Section 230 carve-out applies retroactively, meaning the increased liability applies to trafficking that took place before the law passed. So whatever it is that happened on your site, if there's the five people that you're talking about, Daryl, on your site today, before the law passes, and then when this law passes, the Department of Justice could, in theory, go back and look at the logs or go back and pull the, get a search warrant or pull up archive.org and look at, the old posts, and they find five of those posts, they can go after that site, even though, again, ex post facto, even the Department of Justice has raised concerns about violating the Constitution's ex post facto clause, at least for the criminal provisions. The bill also expands existing federal criminal law to target online platforms where sex trafficking content appears. The bill is worded so broadly that it could even be used against platform owners that don't know that their sites are being used for trafficking. The first time we talked about something like this was Ross Ulbricht.
Yes.
The creator of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace that was the very first thing of its kind and amazing and awesome and helped save lives, in my opinion. But the federal government hates that, and they hate drugs. And, well, unless, of course, they get paid enough to approve the drugs. But
unless they're the ones that are running the drugs.
That, too. So they, in that case... And it was a crappy argument, and I don't support it, but at the very least, they had to make the argument that Ross knew what the site was being used for.
Right.
Like, oh, you are not ignorant about what this site was being used for. It's not like you just built a free market website, put it online, went away.
Right.
Like, the Satoshi Nakamoto of drug markets. You built the site. You sold the first mushrooms on the site. You then continued to administer the site while making, whatever the percentage was. There's a certain rate that the site gets from each sale, say 2%, 3% or whatever. So while pulling down big numbers, big money, you were allowing these things to happen. You knew about it. You can't plead that you didn't know that this was happening. If indeed it was you, Ross Ulbricht, and they admitted in their opening statements that it was him.
Well, they admitted that he created the site. They did not admit that he ran the site the entire time.
Yes, but they admitted he created and ran the site, just not the entire time, Daryl. So that was more than enough to, I think, convict him. But regardless, the point there is I don't agree. I don't think it should matter. I think that if you want to put up a website where people sell whatever it is that they sell, you should not have a liability at all. But at least in that case, you could have argued that he knew it was happening.
Right.
They're saying here this bill is worded so broadly, and this is the interpretation of the Electronic Frontier Foundation at EFF.org, so broadly that it could be used against platform owners that don't know their sites are being used for trafficking. So you put a website online. You put a forum up.
Yep.
Somebody decides they're going to start using that forum that you never monitor, that you don't have time, you're too busy. You don't have them. You're not monitoring that. You don't have any admins or sysops or whatever.
Yep. Then
there.
You are facilitating blah-de-da.
Right. If enough of the posts are made there that are offering some kind of sex service, sex
right.
trafficking.
Because they say promotes or facilitates.
Correct. So we'll continue here. Your calls, thoughts, certainly welcome on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Some people are saying that there's a conspiracy to hide last night's archive of what happened in the final segment of the first hour of the show last night, which we addressed earlier tonight. It was a blow-up on the part of one of our co-hosts last night. who you say you believe walked off the job, basically, last night in an insane blow-up of multiple F-bombs that luckily did not appear to make it to our radio side of things.
Correct.
Thanks to some good mic muting skills. And no, I don't know what happened last night, but the Twitch archive, which was streaming to Twitch because people were commenting at the time that they were watching it on Twitch.
Right, and as soon as the show was over, what did I tell you? Ian.
It wasn't there.
There's something wrong. Yeah. The thing isn't on Twitch.
Which has never happened before in the 3 months that we've been on Twitch. I mean, there's been times where we forgot to start the encoder.
Right.
But the encoder was on. So, like,
yes.
Twitch was getting video, and I didn't see any kind of notice from Twitch saying, we've pulled your content due to, you know, user complaints. I didn't see anything like that.
Right.
So, I don't, the whole archive's not there on Twitch. The YouTube archive is only showing 2 hours when you click on the video, the last two, so you miss the blow-up part. But when you look at the video's listing, the YouTube shows the full 3 hour length. So I think what might be happening there, given that it's been not quite 24 hours at this point since the end of last night's show.
Right.
I have seen behavior like this before on YouTube. I was watching a trance DJ, you know, large festival thing that was being broadcast on YouTube, and it was like a 20-hour long or 15, you know, long thing where it was going for all day long. And so at the end of that, there was a period of like a couple days where that archive, which should have been super long, was only 2 hours. It was that same 2 hours.
And is it still showing processing? In the YouTube back end?
No, that's the weird thing. It doesn't show processing on the back end. But I think it may still be processing. So I'm going to cross my fingers and say, you know, hopefully
that'll
show up.
Because, you know, when I wound up leaving the studio at like 11 because I was planning to download the YouTube video, it was still processing at like 11 o'clock last night.
Unusually long processing.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't know what's going on. It's free platforms. What do you want, right? Like, hey, if you want to hear it, you can still get the full
it's
archive.
It's still in the audio archive.
The audio archive is as it was over at freetalklive.com. We have control of that here.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no conspiracy. I want to see the video. It's probably pretty ridiculous. I didn't actually see it happening, even though I was in the house. I heard it all as I was sitting up in the bathroom here at the LRN.fm.
I would like to actually see it so that I could see it from a different perspective.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, it's one of those things of you're experiencing it, but you can't necessarily see everything.
The other thing we tried to do was take the YouTube URL and go into the YouTube downloader sites.
Like, oh, yeah, I went to like five of them.
ClipConverter.cc is the one that I like. KeepVid's the old one I used to use. I don't use
that anymore. KeepVid's not even working at all right now.
That's probably why I stopped. But we could not successfully download whatever the 2 hours is.
Yeah, I tried online media converter. Like I say, I went to like four or five of them.
So I don't know where that, I don't know why it would have failed like that. I don't know if we were having internet issues last night and that somehow failed the uploads. But usually as long as you've got some internet, some of the video will make it up. In this case, nothing made it to Twitch. And supposedly it's all on YouTube. So anyway, we'll let you know once it's available for those of you that are waiting on that. But back to Sesta Fosta. This is the scary, horrifying anti-free speech legislation that is presumably going to pass. It has already passed the Senate and the House, and it's being awaited for a signature on by Trump. So the EFF says it's easy to see the impact that this ramp up in liability. Again, this will make it so website operators will become criminally and civilly liable for some of the posts of their internet users, and that's why Craigslist took down their personal section.
Yep.
So facing the risk of ruinous litigation, online platforms will have little choice but to become much more restrictive in what sorts of discussion and what sorts of users that they allow, censoring innocent people in the process. What forms that erasure takes will vary from platform to platform. For some, it will mean increasingly restrictive terms of service, banning sexual content, for example, or advertisements for legal escort services. For others, it will mean over-reliance on automated filters to delete borderline posts. No matter what methods platforms use to mitigate their risk, one thing is certain. When platforms choose to err on the side of censorship, marginalized voices are censored disproportionately. The internet will become a less inclusive place, something that hurts us all. Sesta Fosta supporters boast their bill has the support of the technology community, they say. But it's worth considering what they mean by technology. IBM and Oracle, companies whose business models don't heavily rely on Section 230, were quick to jump on board. Next came the Internet Association, a trade association.
Hold on. IBM, that company that back in the 1930s 30s and 40s wound up building some kind of database for the
Hitler?
Nazis?
Yeah, that's them.
That company.
Yep.
Okay.
The trade association called Internet Association, representing the world's largest internet companies, companies that will certainly be able to survive SESTA while their smaller competitors struggle to comply with it. These tech companies don't simply speak for the internet users who will be silenced, or simply don't speak for those users who will be silenced under the law, and tragically, the people likely to be censored the most are the trafficking victims themselves. Now, didn't you have a piece about
that? Yeah, I've got
that?
A piece from the Sexual Politics blog about how FOSTA would actually censor victims, but they've got a little spot here in their article about how it would chill innovation. They say large companies like Google and Facebook may have the budgets to survive the massive increases in litigation and liability that FOSTA would bring. They also have the budgets to implement a mix of automated filters and human sensors to comply with the law.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller companies don't. And with the increased risk of litigation, it would be difficult for new startups to ever find the funding they need to compete.
Right.
Today's large internet companies would not have grown to prominence without the protections of Section 230. FOSTA would raise the ladder that has allowed those companies to grow, making it very difficult for newcomers to ever compete
right.
with them.
Which means that if you only have the mega platforms, you're screwed, because we already see how YouTube and these others, you know, Facebook or whatever, are restrictive on the content that they allow.
Right. More dangerous still is the impacts that FOSTA would have on online speech. Facing the threat of extreme criminal and civil penalties, web platforms, large and small, would have little choice but to silence.
It sounds like they're rewording what I just read. It sounds like you're almost reading
to some extent,
what I just read. If you want to skip ahead in that.
Yeah. They say the problem is compounded by FOSTA's expansion of federal prostitution law. Platforms would have to take extreme measures to remove a wide range of postings, especially anything related to sex. And I saw something where Reddit had removed some kind of subreddit about sexual topics.
Yikes.
You mentioned in the bill from the EFF about these automated filters. They say that argument is laughable. It's difficult enough for a human to distinguish between a legitimate post and one that supports sex trafficking.
Absolutely. There's code words like you were talking about earlier.
A computer certainly could not do anything approaching 100% accuracy.
Ban everything with the word roses in it, apparently.
Instead, platforms would have to calibrate their filters to over-censor. When
right.
web platforms rely too heavily on automated filters, it often puts marginalized voices at a disadvantage.
We're sorry, your advertisement resembled too much like a personal ad, so therefore we can't allow you on here because you might be trying to sell sex. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And then actually the EFF has a section about putting trafficking victims in more danger, how this could happen. And, you know, what this is going to do is it's going to drive all of it underground. It's going to drive it all to the dark web.
Even more underground.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more from this.
All right. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. Also, Skype username is LRN.FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Head over to discord.lrn.fm is our Discord. The Skype username is lrn.fm. That's how you can get on the air with us here. Daryl, tell me about your upcoming run in the New York City Marathon.
Yeah, so this November I will be running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project is celebrating 25 years of helping people who have been wrongly convicted get exonerated. To date, they've helped 200 people, and with your help, they can help even more people. Head over to run.freetalklive.com, where your contribution goes directly to the Innocence Project, and the platform is set up to where you wind up paying the credit card fee so that none of that money comes out of what goes to the Innocence Project. I need to raise $3,500 to secure my spot in the New York City Marathon. I'm currently sitting at $1,100. I've secured $1,500 worth of matching. Some of that has already been matched. So basically, I need to raise about another $1,000 and then collect the matching funds, and then I'll reach the goal. And I want to reach the goal sooner rather than later. That way I'm not having to, call in favors from people or whatever. And then, actually be able to focus on the training. Run.freetalklive.com.
That's where you can donate. And, again, matching funds at run.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this disturbing, frightening, scary Sesta Fosta Act that is possibly going to be passed, likely, because Trump said he's going to sign it. Right. Here within the next however many days. And that is apparently, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, that, you know, knows its stuff when it's talking about internet laws. They've got a bunch of lawyers that write their articles and try to explain this crap to us, because it's, you know, these long things. Nobody wants to read the actual legislation. Luckily, they do. And they say that these restrictions, which are going to be very, very restrictive on free speech, are going to apply retroactively, meaning that sites that have had offers for sex, perhaps, or alleged prostitution offers on them, will perhaps be considered sex trafficking
if
and
there
charged.
Are five or more.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more from the Sexual Politics blog, where, again, they mentioned the over-reliance of these automated filters that wind up leading to over-censorship, and that puts marginalized voices at a disadvantage. The article continues, most tragically of all, the first people censored would likely be sex trafficking victims themselves, because the very same words and phrases that a filter would use to attempt to delete sex trafficking would be used by the victims of trafficking trying to get help or to share their experiences.
Freedom Network goes into a little more detail here. This is a quote from their PDF they released on why this is, if you know, going to affect sex trafficking victims. They say here that it's important to note that responsible website administration can make sex trafficking more visible, which can lead to increased identification. There are many cases of victims being identified online, and little doubt that without this platform, they would not have been identified. Internet sites provide a digital footprint that law enforcement can use to investigate trafficking into the sex trade and locate actual trafficking victims. When websites are shut down, the sex trade is pushed underground, and sex trafficking victims are forced into even more dangerous circumstances. So they're obviously already underground in that it's illegal to do sex trafficking.
Right.
But if the pimp or whoever it is that is in control of this victim is putting photographs of the victim on these websites, even if it's like obscuring their face or something like that, there may be a tattoo, there may be a, you know, a birthmark or a scar or something like that that shows that somebody can look at and say, oh my God, that's my sister. She ran away from home, you know, 3 months ago.
You know, like somebody that's, really paying attention to detail might notice the location of, hey, wait a second, that's the hotel down the street.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that can lead to actual victims being found. But if you start treating everybody who posts a personal ad online or everybody who posts an ad for escort service or prostitution as though they are a sex trafficker, and then you say, well, we're just going to wipe it all out, we're going to ban all of these posts entirely and make it illegal, basically, then you're putting these people in greater danger. And since SESTA was introduced, many experts have chimed in to point out the danger that SESTA would put all sex workers in, including those who are being trafficked. Sex workers themselves have spoken out, explaining how online platforms have literally saved their lives. And you touched on this earlier, Daryl, when you talked about the Johns, in that it's harder to vet a John without going online.
Right.
You're just going to meet him randomly in real life. If you don't have a bodyguard next to you to make sure that he doesn't hurt you, then they could very well stab you or kill you or beat you, you know, as a prostitute. And the reverse can happen to Johns, by the way. Johns have also been beaten and robbed by prostitutes who are working with some burly man who wants to just rob people for whatever reason. While they can't speculate on the agendas of the groups behind SESTA, the EFF says we can study those same groups' past advocacy work. And given that history, one could be forgiven for thinking that some of these groups see SESTA as a stepping stone to banning pornography from the internet or blurring the legal distinctions between sex work and trafficking. In all of Congress's deliberations on SESTA, no one spoke to the experiences of the sex workers that the bill will push off of the internet and onto the dangerous streets, not to mention the black market underground on the internet. It wasn't surprising then when the House of Representatives presented its alternative bill, one that then targeted those communities more directly. So as they pointed out earlier, the original version was bad. Then they made it worse. So in December, the new revision of FOSTA, FOSTA 2.0, had the same inherent flaw that its predecessor did. Attaching more liability to platforms for their users' speech does nothing to fight the underlying criminal behavior of traffickers. In a way, FOSTA 2.0 was an improvement. The bill was only targeted at platforms that intentionally facilitated prostitution, and so would affect a narrower swath of the internet. But the damage it would do was much more blunt. It would expand federal prostitution law so that online platforms would have to take down any posts that could potentially be in support of any sex work. As you pointed out, all they need are five such posts, and then they'll just say, well, You've got five prostitution-related
posts. And then you
posts.
Have an aggravated violation.
Regardless of whether there's an indication of force or coercion or whether minors were involved. But it didn't stop there. It criminalized using the internet to promote or facilitate prostitution. Activists who work to reduce harm in the sex work community by providing health information, for example, or sharing lists of dangerous clients were rightly worried that prosecutors would attempt to use this law to put their work in jeopardy. Regardless, a few holdouts in the tech world believed their best hope of stopping SESTA was to endorse a censorship bill that would do slightly less damage to the tech industry. They should have known it was a trap. That brings us to last month when the new bill combining both SESTA and FOSTA was rushed through congressional procedure and then overwhelmingly passed the House and has now since passed the Senate. Thousands of you picked up your phone and called senators urging them to oppose the bill. EFF, ACLU, and others pleaded with Congress to recognize the dangers to free speech and online communities that will be presented. Even the Department of Justice wrote a letter urging Congress not to go forward with a hybrid bill, saying that the expansion of federal criminal law was simply unnecessary and could possibly even undermine criminal investigations. When the Department of Justice is the group urging Congress not to expand criminal law, and Congress does it anyway, something is very wrong.
Yes.
Because normally, when there's a new law being proposed, the Department of Justice is like, yeah, bring it on, more prosecutions. But in this case, they were actually acknowledging, hey, you're actually going to hurt our chances of catching real sex traffickers.
Right.
You idiots. Assuming the president signs it into law, which you say he has pledged to do, Daryl, is that right?
You're the one that said the EFF has said he has pledged.
Did I say that? So I don't know if I said, I don't know if the EFF said that, because I think this article is too early. We must have seen that somewhere else. Maybe we should verify that that claim. But assuming he signs it into law, SESTA FOSTA is the most significant rollback to date of the protections for online speech in Section 230. We hope that it's the last, but it may not be. Over the past year, we've seen more calls than ever to create new exceptions to that section. So the EFF says they are going to fight back against these proposals. I presume somebody's going to sue over this, but you know how long these things take to work out. And in the meantime, freedom of speech is definitely going to be deterred on the Internet. And I think that is quite a frightening prospect. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on air with us on Free Talk Live for now.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord chat is discord.lrn.fm. You can head on over there and get interactive. The chat room, the main one during the show, is the Free Talk Live room, and it has been hopping tonight. In fact, it's usually pretty busy in there. We do have our Twitch chat as well, so welcome to anybody listening and watching on whatever platform you're watching on. Hopefully we'll actually have an archive tonight on Twitch. Something screwy happened last night, and we don't know what it was, but it never made it. Even though we were streaming to Twitch, they never saved the show. It's Ian and Daryl here tonight. And I did mention we were going to talk about ForkFest, so we need to stop and do that. We've been talking about this insane new bill, and you're going to give us the official statement from the Trump administration's press secretary on this,
yes.
This very free speech restricting, destroying, basically just destroying free speech on the internet. We'll get to that. But ForkFest is coming up this summer, actually just the week right before summer officially starts. It's going to be June 14th through the 18th. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about ForkFest. Daryl, how would you describe ForkFest?
Interesting. That's, you know, if I had to use one word. It's camping in the woods with other libertarians, and it's not an organized, centrally planned festival. So Correct. You create the things that you want to have happen.
Or nothing, or just kick back and relax. I mean, you do that
right,
too.
So that's creating something. You know, you're creating nothing.
Put your campsite together.
So I decided that I want to have some sporting events. So I'm putting together a beer mile and a 100-yard dash and a frisbee toss instead of having a discus and going to buy what I don't even know where you buy a discus, frisbee toss, a couple other fun sort of things that hopefully people will enjoy doing, and then afterwards, let's have a party.
You're doing that, and there's going to be a wedding. Jay Noon is going to be getting married there,
yes.
One of our former co-hosts, longtime listener of the show. He's going to be there doing that, and who knows what else will be created between now and the event, which, again, we've you know, got another couple months here until this happens. So mark your calendar for June 14th through the 18th. Rogers Campground is the location, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Perfect place to be, to enjoy other people's company who are also libertarians and voluntarists and like-minded, liberty-loving anarchists hanging out in the woods in New Hampshire. Maybe some cool stuff will happen in addition to what's already being planned.
Yes.
But again, it's all up to you. There's no organizers, therefore there's no ticket price. There's no overhead. There's no organization. It's just you get your campsite from Rogers or your RV site, or if you want, motel room. And you just get yourself and enjoy a good, you know, get yourself up here and enjoy yourself a good time with some, hopefully some friends that you haven't met yet.
Yes.
Over at forkfest.parties where you can learn more about the event. There's a forum that you can join and talk about what's happening or what's going to happen or what you want to happen. And there's also a couple chat groups, including a Telegram chat and also the Discord ForkFest chats. So head over to forkfest.party as we continue here. The official statement on this new legislation that has been passed by the House and the Senate, the U.S. Government, going to restrict the Internet in a way that I don't think we have really felt yet. Like, we see that Craigslist is now canceling their personal section as a result of this.
Yes.
They're expecting it to pass. That's why they've done that. And, you know, we already saw that they're going to retroactively apply it, which is insane.
Right.
May end up getting overturned on a challenge from, like, the ACLU or EFF.
Right.
But regardless, it's going to put a real chill on whatever level of freedom of speech we had here in the United States on the Internet, because people are going to be afraid to run websites where anybody can post content.
Right.
Because they could post prostitution ads. And under this legislation, the SESTA FOSTA, five such advertisements from five different people or whatever on your site will make you considered to be a human trafficker if you were running the website.
Correct.
That's how insane this is.
The official statement from the press secretary of President Donald Trump on the Senate passage of H.R. 1865, dated March 21st. Quote, President Donald J. Trump applauds the Senate for passing H.R. 1865, the Allowing States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act. This bipartisan piece of legislation takes an important step forward in fighting the despicable act of human trafficking. The legislation empowers federal, state, and local prosecutors to hold websites accountable for supporting the sale of sex trafficking victims.
For facilitating the sale is what they claim. Even if you just allow people to post, they're going to consider that to be facilitating.
That's facilitating, because you didn't ban everything that uses the word roses and flowers.
Mm-hmm. Because those are code words.
Or bareback.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Any of the other words or acronyms.
And even if you do, then you're going to see people putting spaces in between the words. You know, there's ways that they're going to get it, or in between the letters, right?
Right.
So that way it won't get caught in the spam trap or in the takedown trap.
Right. The statement continues. Over the last year, the president and his administration have worked closely with members of Congress, industry experts, and human trafficking survivors to develop a comprehensive series of bold actions.
Except for the industry experts from the sex industry. They didn't talk to them.
Including this legislation. So that's the series of bold actions.
Yep.
Includes this legislation to end modern slavery.
Or at least end freedom of speech. Because the slavery is going to continue.
Right.
It's going to go underground.
Even
it's already
further.
There, some of it, likely. I have not yet gone onto the dark web, but I'm curious to see if there's already websites like that on there.
The president and his entire administration are firmly committed to holding those who participate in these horrible crimes accountable and look forward to continued work with these stakeholders in order to put an end to this scourge.
So, basically, he doesn't say the president's going to sign it, but it's a huge release saying
basically
that, right?
Well, when you applaud the Senate for passing something, and then there's also a statement from February 27th applauding the House on passage.
Yeah,
they're
ready to sign
it. He's prepared to sign it as soon as it winds up going through the bureaucratic rigmarole to get to his desk.
So Ivanka Trump apparently did make a direct statement. She tweeted out, quote, passing this important piece of legislation will bring us one step closer to ending sex trafficking online and restoring safety in our communities. So she wants her daddy to sign the thing, and everybody's saying it's going to stop sex trafficking. So Donald Trump, I mean, couldn't possibly be in favor of sex trafficking. Therefore, he has to sign the thing. You know, it's not like he's actually going to read it.
Right.
He's just going to, people are going to tell him, oh, yeah, Mr. Trump, it's going to be good for law enforcement. It's going to be good. You're going to stop the sex trafficking. Need to have you sign this thing.
Right.
And he's going to do it. And I hope that he doesn't. But this will be one of the worst things he's done. And I'm not saying that he's done a bunch of good things. This is going to be one of the worst that he's done because it is going to upend freedom of speech on the internet. We are just scratching the surface on the ramifications of this bill and just how many sites are going to shut down, are going to close shop up completely. Because as soon as Craigslist starts to find more of these things in different categories, their lawyers are going to get pretty nervous, especially if the federal government starts bringing charges around on some of these websites. So if you're running a website and you have a server in the United States and people can post on that, I'd seriously look at getting a server outside of the United States. And I don't know if that's going to even keep you safe, because if the server itself is outside of the U.S. and they can still tie you to the server and you're in the United States, that might also still put you at risk. I'm not an attorney. That's not legal advice. It's just my, you know, interpretation of what I've seen here tonight. Very disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's more to say about this besides the fact that I'm a little scared about this. I we've got a forum.
Right.
I mean, we tend to the forum. The forum isn't an entirely open forum, so I don't think we're going to have this problem, but a lot of forums don't have the level of spam protection that we do. So if you go to the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com, you're getting into the Shire forum. There is an application process. So you do have to fill out a post about who you are. It's an introduction post, and that keeps the spammers out, basically.
Who are you? How'd you find us?
Right. So three questions. Yeah, who are you? How'd you find us? And some other thing. And if you don't answer those three questions, you don't get into the forum. And a lot of times people, they don't even read. They don't even know what we're asking. They just, we have things to sell, or whatever it was that, they wanted to spam, and then it's like, delete. So we do actually have administrators. It's me and Melanie are the primary two, but there's a few others that have the access. I think you might have it, Daryl. I'm not sure.
Maybe I don't really ever use it.
Yeah, you probably need to be trained on the administrative things. But if we start seeing this crap come in there, if somebody posts and gets through the introductory thing, and then all of a sudden starts posting personal ads, that could make operators a little nervous.
I wonder if that's where Dave in New York could wind up posting that he likes girls with painted fingernails.
On our forum?
Yeah.
We don't have a personal section, and I don't see any reason to start one. Why would anybody start a personal section at this point?
General chat.
All right, so, and will this affect chat rooms?
Probably.
Who knows? We'll see you tomorrow. Meanwhile, you can join the chat at discord.lrn.fm.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.